So on our transit, while returning or going to Australia, I forget now, from the States, we were on a world tour that time. So we had to also be in Australia and all that. So there was a stop over in Hawaii at the airport there, Honolulu.
With Baba and the Men
Mandalam. With Baba and Men Mandalam. Four of us were there with Baba. It was a long stop over, four hours or so. Planes change or something is happening. Well, we got out of the plane and there was the waiting hall there. And we are all seated in one bench, on a bench. We sat there for about 10-15 minutes, looking at the watch. It's a lot of time. So after half an hour, I ventured to tell Baba, "Baba, there's still time. Would you like to go out there and just have a little stroll?" Because we see people out there. Although there was a lot of entertainment in the hall, people from all parts of the world are there, going up and down and all that. A lot of entertainment is there, but after all, we had sat in a plane and we wanted to just see our legs. So I said, no, sit down. It's all right. After another hour or so, I said, "Baba, there's still a lot of time. We can go out and then come again if you want to. Let it be." In half an hour's time, we see a couple. Well, as so many men and women are there, they're approaching, they're coming. And they came where we are seated, very reverently bowed down to Baba. And Baba smiled, looked at them. We never knew them. "There's a lot of time for the next plane. We would like to invite you to come to our place for lunch." And Baba was very happy. He beamed a smile and said, "I'm very happy with the invitation. But it's now, the time is getting over now. We'll have to go. We have to catch the flight. There's still time. We can come there. It's very close." "No, I'm happy here. I'm happy with the others." And Baba gestures to come low and he just caressed their cheeks and says, "I'm happy." And they bowed down and they left. Oh, so that's the reason why, that's what happens in my mind, the thoughts are there. Oh, that's the reason why he was waiting for them. Most probably, he's waiting for them. Now it's all over. We don't know who they are. So after about 5 minutes, I say, "Baba, still time, we can go out." "Just wait, what's there in that walking about and all this?" Sure enough, in half an hour's time, the couple comes again with huge packets, one big packet, and four other tiny little packets, both are carrying them, and they'll come there. And they offer the big one to Baba and the small ones to us. "Have little snacks if you want." And Baba was very happy. And we were very grateful. So that's how it was. And with the packets there, we are here. And they bowed down and they left.
You never even asked their names?
Never. It didn't occur to me to ask their names. Who are you all? Why are you coming? Why do you get drawn? That's the veil that he puts on us. To give us a greater surprise later on. Who knows, someday they might be here. So I'm every now and then prompted to say the story so that somebody rises up and says, "We were the ones." So still be away. And then afterwards, after they left, then Baba says, "Come on, now let's have a stroll." Well, hardly half an hour was left now for the plane. So with the packets we are going out. And then we came back and then the flight is there and that's all. But who are they? Who could they be? Why did they come? Who told them? Why were they drawn? I'm just waiting for that day. Maybe someday it might be.
This is what Baba means by, "I'm the slave of the love of my lovers." Their love was such that he was slave to it. He just sat there, he didn't move. He wanted to go for a stroll. He said, "No, that's quite all right, this is very nice." Till that was fulfilled, then he said, "Nothing."
But who were they? How did they get that love?
I don't know.